following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the U.S. Cellular Center here in downtown Cedar Rapids for Rivalry Saturday, the annual event, the 13th annual Rivalry Saturday, as we get ready for the first of four games coming your way today on KGYM. All dandies, and that includes our very first one out of the gate here this afternoon, the Battle of Marion. A lot of people have been looking forward to this, as it'll be number two in Class 4A. The Marion Indians, unbeaten at 11-0, taking on number 12 in Class 5A, their crosstown rivals, the Linmar Lions, who come in with a record of 8-2. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to downtown Cedar Rapids in the U.S. Cellular Center. Scott Unash alongside Steve Dozier for Game 1 between Marion and Linmar. And Steve, this is one we've had circled not only today, just Rivalry Saturday in general, but this particular ball game, meeting for the second straight year down here in downtown Cedar Rapids between the Lions and the Indians.
Yeah, you got two great programs, both having very good years. So, you circle this one on the schedule, and you look at it, and you say this could be a very good matchup. Last year, both teams didn't play as well as they'd like. Shooting wasn't very good. So both of them, talking to Coach Pretty and Coach Lobby, they both said, boy, I hope our shooting goes better this year than it did last year. So should be a barn burner today.
Third straight year, I should say, that they have played down here at the U.S.
Right.
Cellular Center.
That's right.
Linmar has won the previous two. They won 52-48 back in 2015. Last year, 2016, low-scoring game. The Lions won it 39-30. And this one could shape up to be a dandy, as Marion last night coming off a win over Vint Schellsberg, a game the Indians basically played their starters for probably about a quarter and a half in that particular ball game, gave them most of the second half off in a big victory, while Linmar had to sweat a little against Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the game that we had last night.
Yeah, when you have a chance to rest, especially with a 12 o'clock turnaround. I mean, they're probably on the bus and up here by 11, so it's a quick turnaround, and you want the kids to get to bed early and get some rest so you can get ready. And if you have a chance to start, rest your starters, which Coach Lobby did last night, that's a big advantage for them. And like you said, last night against Kennedy, Kennedy played a tremendous ball game, and they had to, it was all the way to the end.
And it's interesting, this matchup between the Indians and the Lions. Marion's probably going to keep this one up-tempo a little bit more. Indians coming in 65 points per ball game, and Linmar at about 52 points per ball game. Linmar's going to have a little bit of height advantage. They're going to have a physicality advantage in this one. Marion's going to want to get up and down on this longer court, 94 feet. And making an up and down game, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be a finesse game versus an athletic. I mean, Marion's athletic, but they're more finesse in their game. They like to shoot the three. And here's interesting too, Scott. In 4A, Marion leads Class 4A in three pointers, leads Class 4A in assists, and they're also second in scoring and sixth in free throws, seventh in rebounding. So you look at them and you go, man, what a well-balanced and success. They're not just – usually you see teams that have one category they're leading. They're up in every category. But you look at what Linmar brings, they're having a very nice year. They don't push the ball. They play very good fundamental half-court defense. We saw that last night. But they are athletic and they're big. And I think that's going to be a tough part for Marion is how do we take care of Spies? How do we take care of Emerson? How do we take care of Lexi? And so that's they got a tall task, literally a tall task for them. But then again, for Linmar, how do we guard all five? Because they can hit threes. Anybody can hit threes. And how do we guard that? They're going to extend Linmar out around the perimeter for sure.
Marion is healthy coming into this one. They were without Randy Wright for a few games with a concussion. She is back. Not going to be in the starting lineup again here today, but she is back and ready to go. One player for Marion, though, that will be starting. In fact, two of them. The two leading scorers, Chloe Rice, who we should congratulate. She made her commitment to the St. Louis Billikens earlier on this week, averaging almost 18 points per game, 51% from the field, and an 80% free throw shooter. And then right behind, the freshman, Kay Balaubi, 15.5 points per game. She's down to 50% from three-point land at 31 out of 62. But she is just, she's a dynamo out there.
Yeah, she is, you wouldn't, if you said she's a freshman, you would say there's no way that she is so poised. And she's been in some big games already and made some big shots, big free throws. And for a freshman to do that, and like you said, yeah, she's down. She's only shooting 60% or 50 from, you know, and, yeah, 50% from the three. I mean, and that's shooting a lot of threes. She's attempted, I think, 60-plus three-pointers. So, yeah, she's having a phenomenal start to her varsity experience.
And for the Linmar Lions, we saw her last night kind of take over the game in a couple of spurts in the second half, and that's Cameron Finley, the UNI recruit, 15.3 points per game coming into last night's play. And then Carly Spies, what a game she had last night, a double-double. And almost had a quadruple double because she had four assists to go there. She had at least seven blocks in that game.
At least.
That was one of the best individual performances we had seen in a long time.
Yeah, by far. And she was such, and just finishing around the basket. She, you know, she's got this spin move, left hand laid in, and you know, she just looked so good and dominated inside. And Scott, she's definitely one of the best posts in the conference for sure, and probably this side of the state.
What usually happens in games like this, it's the periphery. Somebody's going to be the X factor, whether it's going to be a Mia Lauby, somebody coming off the bench for Marion, a Randy Wright, somebody like that, or for Linmar, maybe a Megan Renner or an Ellie Anderson or something like that. One of those players usually steps up in a game like this, and it could happen this afternoon.
Yeah, and even Murphy. I mean, there's Murphy can burn you with Linmar for three or four three-pointers as well. And you know, Mary's, you know, I look at Caitlin Smith. There's a kid, too, that can light it up. And so those type of kids are going to be what I'll be looking for to see. And I'll be curious who's going to match up, too, with Finley. I'm guessing Chloe Rice and Finley might go head-to-head, which will be a fun battle of two Division I, you know, college players. And you know, the other thing too, Mia Lauby, you look at her, Scott, she's somebody that, yeah, doesn't have maybe the stats as last year, but you know, I always say she's the glue. She's somebody that keeps the flow going, keeps everybody in the game, and a very talented player, but she's just got a lot more help now where she doesn't have to do all that stuff.
And it's a game you can kind of lay it out on the line here. It's not a conference game. It's a team from a different classification, if you will. Yeah, it means a lot for the people of Marion, whether you're an Indian, whether you're a Lion. You want to have bragging rights, and Linmar's had it the last couple of years.
They have, and both coaches like this rivalry. And, you know, for Coach Lauby too, Scott, you know, they're winning their games by 30-some points a game, and they haven't had the challenges as much this year in the conference. Yeah, center point, you know, for sure. But right now, so, you know, I know Coach Lauby, when they played Prairie, they played they play in Linmar. You know, they need these games to help them down the stretch. And what a better venue than the U.S. Cellular Center.
Well, both these teams were semifinalists a year ago in their respective classes. Marion, they'll take on, or they'll see the team that beat them last year in the semifinals. And Pella will have that game against Iowa City West coming up at 5 o'clock later on today. And for the Linmar Lions, they made it to the semifinals as well. Before dropping a game to Johnston last year. So they've been on the 94-foot court. They've been shooting against a background like you're going to see here today. This is nothing new, but it's going to help them in the long run.
Yeah, it will definitely help them too, and it's just a neat experience for the kids to come in here. So every year you bring new kids into your program, and so both teams get to come in and experience this. I know when we did it, it was great. We played, I think, Mount Pleasant, and the coach said this was what a neat opportunity for their kids to come up here and play in this venue. So either way, this helps you for state because you're right, the background, the backdrop, everything's so different in here, and that experience will definitely help both teams because I'm not going to be surprised to see them both punch their ticket to state.
From earlier on today, the first two games here at Rivalry Saturday, bright and early at 9:15, they had a River Valley Conference duel. The only conference matchup in this one, and it was number 14, Bellevue, beating Comanche 46-30. Bellevue now 9-3 in the year. Comanche falls to 10-5. The second game just completed. Fairfield over Montezuma by a score of 64-46. It was a lot closer than that game. It was very well played. Fairfield now 8-3 in the year. Montezuma falls to 7-4. A couple games coming up after this. Maquoketa Valley will take on Interstate 35. That will be coming up. And then it'll be Boone taking on Waverly Shellrock in the game before Iowa City West takes on Pella. High school basketball is always presented by First Federal Credit Union. And stop on by. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chelstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping out. Rates as low as 1.99 APR. You can check them out online or just stop on by at First Federal Credit Union. Their two locations. Go ahead and set the starting lineups for you here this afternoon as it'll be the Linmar Lions taking on the Marion Indians. Marion will be the visiting team. They'll be in their traveling red uniforms with the gold trim. Linmar in their home whites with the red and black. And the starting lineup for the Marion Indians, 11-0 on the year out of the WAMAC Conference, number two in the state in Class 4A basketball. A four-guard lineup, basically, for the Indians. It'll be at one guard, Mia Lauby, the 5'9 junior, averaging 5.5 points per ball game, the oldest daughter of head coach Corby Lauby. Also at a guard, it'll be number five, Caitlin Smith, 5'9 junior, terrific all-state volleyball player. She averages 6 points per ball game. Also at a guard, it'll be Kayla Lauby, the 5'9 freshman, the younger daughter of Coach Corby Lauby, 15.5 points per game, 31 of 62, 50% from three-point land coming into this one. And also at a guard, just made her commitment to St. Louis University this week, number four, Chloe Rice, the 5'10 junior, and Rice averaging 17.9 points per ball game and pulls down 4.5 rebounds per game. Also, almost 3 assists and 2.5 steals a game. And up front, it'll be Sophie Ouellette, the 5'11 sophomore, 6.2 points per game. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Corby Lauby, assisted by Pete Messerly, Josh Claypool, and by Dave Messerly. Now the starting lineup for the Linmar Lions out of the Mississippi Valley Conference, 8-2 on the year, number 12 in Class 5A, coming off the win over Kennedy last night at home. For Linmar, three-guard lineup, same as last night. Number 32, Cameron Finley, the 5'9 junior, headed to UNI in a couple years, 15.3 points per ball game, and 4.5 rebounds per contest. Also, at a guard, it'll be number 10, Allie Johnson, the 5'7 junior, 4.3 points per game, hit a couple of big threes last night. And number 24, Megan Murphy, 5'7 and a junior, averaging about 4 points per ball game. And up front, the forward, it'll be Lexi Fries, 5'10 and a senior, as Fries averaging about 3 points per ball game. And at center, coming off a terrific game last night, Carly Spies, 6'2 junior, all-state volleyballer. She is headed to play volleyball at UNI. Where's number five? And Spies averaging about 11 points per ball game. The head coach for the Linmar Lions is Jamie Printy Brandt, assisted by Jeff Printy, Stephanie Haskin, Chad Tompkins, and Kelsey Rastetter. Marion in the dark red, outlined gold uniforms. Linmar in their home whites with the red and the black trim. And I think this one's going to be a whole lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing how this game is going to be called. Tighter whistle probably helps Marion. They let him play. I think it's going to help Linmar.
Yeah, I agree, Scott. And, you know, we saw a good flow last night. Hardly any fouls called. The game got over in an hour, and it was just fun watching that kind of flow. And I hope that's that same thing we see today. I'm entertained by the when they announce the kids, all the routines they do before they get out to the start, out to the midcourt. It's kind of fun watching all that.
Good crowd on hand here for the Marion-Linmar matchup here. Other thing is to watch here, Steve, a lot of these girls playing the same AAU team in the summertime. They've known each other since they've been in the second and third grade.
Yeah, you see that when they shake hands, too. I mean, they stop and talk to each other. They've known each other, you're right, Scott, since second, third grade, starting in the YMCA leagues.
You see a lot of smiles and a lot of winks and whatnot. Going to be interesting to see all of the matchups. Can Marion guard Cameron Finley? I think that's going to be one big factor. I'm not sure who's going to start on her for Marion. I think you're going to see a lot of people on Cameron Finley.
Well, and can Lindmar stop? Can they extend the perimeter? Because you have Spies, you have Emerson. How far out will they be going to stop the perimeter play of Marion?
So for Marion, it'll be the Laubies, Smith, Willette, and Rice. And for Lindmar, Finley, Fries, Spies, Johnson, and Murphy. As we are set to go, first of four here today from the U.S. Cellular Center. Glad to have you with us here on all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. Lindmar out on the court, awaiting the Marion Indians. As it'll be Carly Spies to tip it up against Sophie Willette. And we are set to go here from the U.S. Cellular Center. Game three of the 13th Rivalry Saturday. Lindmar controls the tap, and we are underway. Lions will go to the bucket to our right courtside here at the South Center. Straight up man-to-man, it's going to be Cable Albee on Allie Johnson. High post, Lexi Fries gets doubled. Drop-off pass down to the right block. Doubled immediately, Spies. Back out to Finley on the drive. Left-hand floater up, no good. Rebound up and in by Carly Spies.
Well, there you go. We saw that last night. She's got great hands around the basket and does a nice job rebounding, putting the ball back in.
I think that's going to be one of the X factors in here because Lindmar is going to be probably heads up in that paint.
Yeah, they're going to take advantage of their bigs for sure.
Lindmar playing the man-to-man. Here's a pull-up Rice jumper, too strong for 15. Spies flies in there to keep the rebound alive and tips it to Cam Finley. Lions on the run. Murphy thought about the pull-up three. It's going to be Mia Laubee on Cameron Finley to start off. Johnson at the center circle. Back to Finley, outside the arc, left side. Up top to Freeze. Trying to get it inside. It's going to be Willette on Spies. Here's a left-hand turnaround poke shot, left short. Willette the rebound. Quick outlet. Marion wants to run. Rice up ahead to Mia Laubee. Goes between the legs with it. Picked up by Lexi Fries defensively. And it's going to be Spies on Caitlin Smith. Interesting matchups right here. Rice coming off the ball screen left. Into the corner now to Laubee. Marion being patient here. Laubee on the dribble drive. And a kick out to Smith. Right of the circle three. No good short. And a rebound to Lexi Fries. I think Marion's going to have to shoot it well today, too.
Yeah, they are going to have to shoot it because the inside game is going to be very difficult for them to score inside, so they're going to have to light it up from outside.
Finley turns. Minute and a half into it, 2-0 in favor of the Lions on a putback. Finley, two-person gain. They get it inside to Spies. Left-hand hook up and good.
Boy, and that's her signature shot, too, the overhead left-hand. And, you know, you can tell right now, Lindmar's already gone to her three times, Scott, in each series, and that my guess is Coach saying, you have to look inside all day.
That high-low really working here early on for the Lions, just like it did last night. Caitlin Smith, left-hand dribble. As the Indians work that perimeter, Laubee goes crossover on the stutter dribble, drives in, got cut off by Fries, looking for some help, ball tipped away, stolen out of there. Turnover number one. And Lindmar with a basketball in the 4-0 lead. Johnson out front, 5-second count on. Going to have to do something
with
it.
We're going to get a five.
And there's the 5-second count.
Yeah, very good defense. Very good defense and pressure by Cable Laubee.
Timeout, Marion. They're going to get a 30. And Corby Laubee already on the fly changing up things here defensively, I think.
Yeah, I don't think he's happy with kind of the defensive, you know, what they've been doing. But offensively, too, they're not getting any flow. And right now they're just catching the ball, stopping, looking, catching stuff. And that's not their game. Their game is move the ball around the perimeter, and I think that's what he wants them to do.
Quick passes.
Quick passes, because that's the only way you're going to get looks here on this stretch that, you know, on the Lindmar team, which is very athletic and wingspans, and they cover a lot of ground, so you got to move the ball.
And right now, this pace is a Lindmar pace.
For sure, right now. And that's why I think Coach called the timeout now, so they can kind of get their game back in.
All right, Marion will walk it up. Coy Rice against the Lindmar man-to-man. Cable Laubee off the clear out, looking to go one-on-one. Crossover coming off the ball screen. Open jump shot from 15 won't go, and Spies with another rebound. Already her third in the game. Here's Finley. Tries to bounce it down low to Freeze. They play catch with it. Back to Finley. Ball fake on the drive all the way in. Got stripped and fouled by Sophie Willette.
Yeah, that's looked like she got her hand on the ball there, but ref saw it a different way. And, you know, anytime Finley sees a little daylight in the lane, she's going to attack it, which she did there.
And there's, talking with Kirkwood coach Kim Mulvin right behind us as Finley is going to get a couple of free throws. That's the first one to go. And he agreed with me. I don't know of anyone that drives the ball better and harder to the basket right now in this conference than Cameron Finley.
Well, and strong, too. I mean, she is so strong at it and can control. You know, she can control the ball, her body, when she goes up.
6-0, Lynn Marley. Marion with the basketball as the Indians are going to bring in Bella Sade coming up at the next dead ball. Between the rings, Kayla Lauby over to Caitlin Smith. Turns on Spies, comes off the high pick, leaves it for Wett. Willette goes baseline, and a blocking foul going to be called on Megan Murphy.
Yep, she got Willette got a step on her, and hands come out, and that's what officials are calling. And right now, too, Spies on they got Spies on Caitlin Smith, and they have Spies, and she's coming all the way out to the three, too. So that's good to see. She's athletic, and she can extend her defense.
Isabella Sade coming in, the future UNO volleyball player, as Marion will inbound in front court. Lauby circles it right, leaves it for Chloe Rice. Picked up on a double quickly. Over it comes to Lauby. She'll turn, put up a quick three. It's an air ball, and save the offensive board for Marion, though. Chloe Rice directing traffic. 6-0 Linmar, 4:35 to play here in corner number one. Off the clear out. Rice going one-on-one. Yo-yos to dribble left of the circle. And there's a five-second count. Cameron Finley closely guarding.
Yeah, and right now Marion's just struggling to get in some kind of offensive flow right now. And you know, they just need to get that first shot in to kind of get them going.
6-0 Lions. Johnson on the hand back to Finley as Linmar will work the weave up top. High lob pass, high post piece. Kicks it out to Freeze. Left free throw line extended, about 17 feet out. Turns down the shot. Now the Lions will reset. They'll go 1-4 on the look. Out to Finley. Turns on Lauby.
High-low.
There it is. Lob pass inside. Freeze collects. Puts it up and scores.
Well, that's a nice high-low pass from Spies. But what Lexi did, or Freeze, is get the ball, came under control, and made a nice squared-up shot.
Rice a drive and a kick out to Smith out beyond the arc. Lauby, top of the circle, goes crossover with it on the drive. Leaves it for Chloe Rice behind the back with it. Almost lost it. Not really right now, no Marion ball movement.
No, and no one's moving right now.
Smith, the runner, no good. Sade fouled on the putback try. She got the weak side board. And that's going to go against Allie Johnson. Team second, and Bella Sade to the line for Marion. Indians shoot 68% from the free throw stripe. And this one's up and right through. That'll get Marion going a little bit, I think.
Yeah, they do. And you know, even Coach Lauby's like, what are you guys running right now? Run our offense. Get some movement here. And that's what they need to do. But, you know, kudos to Linmar, because they're coming out, Scott, and they're really defending the perimeter very well.
Randy Wright coming in for Marion, the six-footer. Second free throw. Bella Sade right through. See, Marion puts on a little pressure, and they will. A little three-quarter court.
Yeah, that's a good call right now. Change it up. Get them going offensively.
Little 1-1-2-1. Ball tipped, and Linmar comes away with it. Ellie Anderson into the game now for the Lions for the first time.
1-3-1.
With Sade in the middle, face guarding Freeze. Bullet pass down low to Spies, and she was fouled on the hook. She can go left, she can go right with that hook.
Yeah.
That's what makes it tough.
Well, the body kind of moved her out, and tell you what, though, Scott, they Linmar's been patient, and they find where they can take it at Mary, and that's something that Linmar did last night as well against Kennedy.
Free throw in and out, back in again for Carly Spies. Her first point, 71% free throw shooter. Second one on the way. That's off the back iron, no, and the deep rebound to Randy Wright. 9-2, Linmar lead here in the first quarter. So we come up on the three-minute mark. Smith goes right against Anderson. Leaves it for Randy Wright. Wright backs her way in the lane. Goes up with the shot and scores with the left hand. Nice little crossover move.
Yeah, that was a very good move, and that's what they really needed right now. They're able to spread them out and get a field goal.
9-4. Half-court pressure, trying to trap. High catch made. Lexi Freeze by the far hash mark. Skip pass. Over it comes to Finley now. Right wing for a three. Back iron, no, but the deep kicker to Freeze. Dumps it inside. Here's Finlace. Second effort won't go. And the rebound out of there to Marion. Caitlin Smith gets it. Indians got to get Lauby and Rice going. Here's Cave on the drive, and she was fouled going in. Last couple times, they've cleared out the middle.
Yeah, they have, and they've been able to penetrate some of that. And right now, Spies has been able to play with Cover and Sage. You know, she's able to sit now in the hole and kind of be a defender now. She doesn't have to go out. She's going to stay in and look to block some shots.
Inbound pass stolen away by Anderson. Kicked in. Anderson will retrieve it as Marion turns it over for the third time. Megan Renner into the ball game now. A sophomore six-footer for the Lions. Marion will stick with that 1-3-1. Ellie Anderson over to Johnson. Left open for three, and she buries it.
That was a nice shot. And, they did a nice job working the ball around the perimeter, find the open shot.
Johnson came in the last night at about 27%, but she's better than that.
She is better than that. She's got a nice shot and had a nice game last night as well.
Maddie Knapp into the ball game now for Marion. Coming off the Indian bench. 12-4 Lindmar. 1:39 to play here in quarter number one. Right from the corner. Turns on freeze ball tipped out of bounds. Good overplay by Cameron Finley. And here comes Carly Prenti and Macy Miller in there for the Lions. Miller, a 5'5 sophomore, and Prenti, a 5'7 freshman. Off the inbound, here's Rice. Open 17-footer, can't get the roll. Rebound, loose underneath, goes out of bounds, and they're going to keep it with Marion.
Yeah, I don't think Lindmar liked that call, but appeared to be a good call.
Marion inbound. Left of the glass, Randy Wright. Knapp. Lob pass inside to Rice. Back comes to Sade. Way off the mark on her jumper. And here comes Lindmar the other way. Finley into the trailer, Prenti. Over to the right side. Miller goes baseline all the way around. Over it comes to Anderson. Three-pointer good for Ellie Anderson.
Boy, you know, right now Marion's in that 1-3-1, and they're doing a good job. Lindmar's doing a good job of finding and attacking the gaps, and that's how you beat a zone.
15-4 lead. Rice off the clear out, going one-on-one. Driving a kick out the Knapp. Lauby puts it on the floor. Splits a double team and was fouled before she went up. See the foul's going to be on. And go against Cameron Finley.
Yeah, little reach foul penetration. Tried to get her hand on the ball, which guards are taught to do.
We'll let in Sade out. As the Indians will inbound. Cross-court pass from Knapp, comes to Mia Lauby, ball fake and the drive all the way in, and scores high off the glass with the left hand.
Well, she's such a smart player, too. She doesn't force anything, and I like watching her play.
15-6. Half-court trapping pressure put on. Miller, a high lob pass to Ellie Anderson. They play catch with it outside the arc. See if Lindmar goes for the last shot. Dump pass inside. Finley posting up. Nice spin move for two.
Boy, they isolated Finley. A little mismatch down below and took it at her and finished with the left hand.
Four for Cameron Finley. 17-6. And Lindmar with about a perfect first quarter. Right on the drive all the way in and scores on Renner. She got it with the left hand. And the Marion bench is keeping them in it. Here's the pull-up. Deep three on the way. Almost banked in at the horn by Cameron Finley. And that's it for the first quarter of play. We're through one from the U.S. Cellular Center downtown. And the score, the Lindmar Lions 17, the Marion Indians 8. Back with the second quarter. After this one-minute break, you're listening to high school girls basketball on KGYM Sports.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can, at First Federal Credit Union, with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at...
Hi, I'm Matt Kenseth. You don't have to be a race car driver to know that.
Second quarter about to get underway for the U.S. Cellular Center. Scott Unash, Steve Tosher with you. Game one of four and a good first quarter for the Lions. They lead 17-8 over Marion. Indian basketball as we start quarter number two on the alternate arrow. Going left baseline. Cave Alavi all the way in and was fouled on the scoop layup attempt. And they're going to get the foul on Macy Miller, her first 15 foul. Before the shot, apparently.
Right now they got Chloe Rice taking a little breather too, so this will be time for see if they can get something going without Rice in there.
Set the lineups for you. Lauby penetrates, kicks it out to Knapp. Open three on the way. Front iron, no, and the rebound to Spies. Spies in there along with Miller, Finley, Freeze, and Printy for the Linmar Lions. Maddie Knapp, Randy Wright, Cave Lauby, Mia Lauby, and Sophie Ouellette in there right now for the Marion Indians. Crossover dribble by Finley. Looking to drive. Finley. Good. Drop off pass to Spies. Open jumper too strong. And the weak side board to Kaba Lauby. Marion has got to get Kaba and Chloe Rice going.
Yep, and they haven't been able to right now. And that's been a credit to Linmar at this point.
Spies just picks up a blocking foul, her first. Next foul will put Marion on the free throw line. As Allie Johnson will check in to the Linmar lineup. Ball out of bounds, Sophie Ouellette will put it into play. Back up top to Knapp. Behind the screen, Lauby near corner three. Nope, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Finley underneath. Finley loses the headband coming up. And they'll say play on here.
Yeah, you see that a lot.
Officials will get that taken care of. Johnson back it comes to Finley. Behind the screen, open 17-footer. No, and the rebound to Maddie Knapp. 17-8. Early portion, second quarter. Linmar in front. Here's Wright. Turns. Open three. No. They fight for the rebound. Goes out of bounds. And it will go to Linmar. And a chance for Marion perhaps to put on some pressure, and they will.
Yeah, you see some full court man.
Third different press that Marion's put on. Johnson turns. Gets it to Freeze. And she loses it in the backcourt. We're going to get a Linmar timeout to save the violation. Jamie Brandt will take a 30. And I think the Lions were surprised a little bit by that full-court pressure.
Yeah, and I'm surprised they just didn't clear him out. Get the ball in, clear him out, get everybody away from the basketball and let her bring it up one-on-one. And the other gal from Linmar stayed there, which made it tough for, made it tough for them to bring it up.
6:23 remaining, first half of play. As the first to four coming up later on, Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson will have that big battle. Number three and 5A Iowa City West, number one and 4A Pella. Lions looking to get it in, and they couldn't do it. Ball tipped out of bounds, and good overplay. And the Lions will try it again.
Yeah, it's giving the full court press is giving them Limmer a little problem right now getting the ball in.
Johnson gets it in. Freeze trapped in the far corner. Johnson gets it out of there to Finley, and now she'll bring it up. Better execution that time by Linmar. Carly Prenny, the young freshman, over at the far hash mark, turns on Knapp. Spies picked up by Randy right now as Marion will stay in the man-to-man. Johnson bounce up top between the rings, gets it to Finley. Linmar being patient here. Good bullet pass down low. Freeze back to Finley. Wide open for three, and she buries it.
You know, what we've seen from Finley yesterday and today, Scott, is she's not trying to overdo anything. She's kind of letting the game come to her and not pressing at all. And, boy, she is just fun to watch.
20-8 in favor of Linmar. Bounce pass inside to Cave Lauby. Back it comes to right. Fakes to three. Takes the right free throw line. Duck under move. Shot up. Partially blocked out of bounds, and it will... Last be touched by Prenty. And it will be Marion Ball. Megan Murphy back in. And for Marion, it'll be Chloe Rice coming in. Indians inbound. Well, that will take the jumper and hits the three off the inbound.
Well, there we go. There's the first three, I believe, for Marion. So hopefully that gives them some confidence now to start playing their game.
Three out of nine coming in. On the drive, Johnson penetrates, leaves it for Spiess, right side of the lane. Spinning, looking for some help. Still spinning.
They get a 5 second
and
count.
And there it is, a 5 second count. Only the second Lindmar turnover. .509 to play. And Lindmar with a 20-11 lead. And Rice will walk it across the timeline here for Marion. Comes off the ball screen, stutter dribble, goes crossover, takes it right free throw line, kick to the corner, right for three, no, and a line driver, and Finley. Sky's in there to get the rebound for Lindmar. Finley brings it up with the left hand, goes behind the back with it. High lob pass, good catch inside, but Freeze doubled. Nice no-look pass to Johnson from the corner. Three won't go. Back tapped, and Marion will, or check it, Lindmar will retrieve it. Lion basketball. Here's Murphy. Angling right with it. Leaves it for Freeze. A play catch out front as Rice comes out on Murphy. Gets over to Johnson. Ball fake and a drive all the way in. Got stripped going up. Good steal by Cable Lauby, and then Freeze commits the foul trying to get it back.
Yeah, that was good help side by Marion. Both times down, Marion did a nice job of backside help, and this time they got a turnover out of it.
Caitlin Smith and Bella Sade in for Marion. It's Wright and Willette will come out. And Ellie Anderson coming in for the Lions. Freeze picks up her second foul. And that's the 1-1, and Chloe Rice to the line, an 80% foul shooter. And gets her first point of the afternoon. She'll get the bonus. Rice averaging 18 a game.
And I like to see Chloe shoot it more from the outside. Her game, you know, she loves to drive and attack and gets to the free throw line a lot. But I think today she's going to have to look at that 15, 17 footer.
Full court pressure put on. And Lions get it into Anderson. Weaves her way across the timeline. Cross-court pass intercepted by Chloe Rice. Two on two the other way. Rice all the way in and got fouled by Finley. That's going to be two now on Cam Finley.
All right, good defensive steal by Rice and then drew the foul to the basket. And then also, too, the bonuses, it's Finley's second foul. So, you know, four minutes left. You might want to think about giving her a break. You don't want her getting a third one quick.
Rice curls the first one in, and pretty big part of this game right now. Marion's got it down to six, and Cameron Finley's going to have to go to the bench.
Well, and with Marion, too, Scott, down six is only two threes for Marion. And for a lot of teams, it's more possessions than that.
Both free throws up and good. Rice has four all from the line. And this full court press has kind of disrupted Lindmar a little bit.
Really has.
Just disrupted their offensive flow. Johnson will push it ahead with a right-hand power dribble. Coast to coast and threw it out of bounds.
Well, what it's causing to do, too, as we've seen here, is hurry. They've hurried their offense and hurried some passes and two turnovers in a row. And so, you know, with three and a half minutes or 3 minutes 50 seconds left, this is a chance for Marion to gain some momentum going into halftime.
Indians could cut this to two or three. 1-4, flat look here. Ellie Harreld into the game for the first time now for the Indians, wearing number 23. On the drive, Smith all the way in. Runner off the glass, won't go. And Spiess the rebound. Lindmar now pushing it ahead in transition with Carly Prenti. Prenti, high dribble, circles left with it as they work the weave up front with Johnson.
Good defense by Ellie Harreld right now. Reached in.
Yep,
but,
they're going to get a
point,
foul.
She did a nice job.
Only the third foul on Marion, though. First on Ellie Harreld for the Indians, 5'5 junior guard. Prenti goes crossover, drives a free throw line, cross court pass down to Megan Murphy. With 3:14 to play here in the first half, and Lindmar, they've led the whole way. Lead by five now, 20-15. Inside to Spiess, left hand hook good, and Lindmar has not done that in a while.
No, and that's the first time they've done that probably since 3 minutes into the first quarter here, and that's they need to do more of that.
Harreld left open corner three, might have been partially deflected.
Looked like it, possible foul.
Here comes Lindmar the other way. Lindmar led 8-0 in this one. And Marion's been playing catch-up all the way, circling left, down the lane, forcing it up was Murphy. He goes out of bounds. And who's going to get it? It's going to be Linmar Ball.
Boy, that was a good no-call. That was very good defense by Marion. It was a very good no-call to and Marion, I tell you, they're man-to-man right now. Scott, the full-court pressure has caused Linmar to get out of their flow.
Macy Miller gets the inbounds pass. She's in there now for the Lions, the sophomore. Johnson, Murphy, Printy, Spies, and Miller. Miller on the drive all the way in. Left-hand runner, no, too strong. And the rebound out of there to Marion. 22-15, Indians trail by 7. Chloe Rice, standing right-hand dribble out front. Comes off the ball screen left. Stutter dribble. Driving a kick out to Harold. She'll take it left of the lane. With 2 minutes to play here in quarter number two, and Lauby fouled on a grab as Kaba drove in. Second on Macy Miller, team foul number 9, and it's going to be free throws. I think it was before the shot.
Yeah, it was on the floor.
And it'll be Kaba Lauby looking for her first point, the freshman of the line, where she's an 82% foul shooter. Benzanese puts it up and got the roll. Front iron off the backboard and down. High school basketball brought to you by First Federal Credit Union today.
Such a different look when you're shooting free throws, too, in this facility, because you're seeing a lot of backdrops and different look.
Got them both. Marion crept within 5, and the full court pressure coming again. 22-17. The pace and I think the score favoring Linmar, though. We'll see. Angling right with it up top, Macy Miller. Drives left free throw line over to Prinny, and she caught it while standing on the far sideline.
Tell you, the last 3 out of 4 possessions been a turnover right now, and Linmar has not gotten into any flow here in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Minute 43 to play. Chloe Rice, stop-and-go dribble. To the corner now, the Bella Sade is back into the ball game. Rice clearing things out, directing traffic, trying to use that high pick. Gives her right back to Kay Lauby with Johnson on her. Minute 27 to play. Rice up front. Nice backdoor look, and the layup good by Maddie Knapp, who kind of snuck in there.
She found a little gap, snuck in there, and right over Spies, too, which is very difficult to do.
Marion's got 8 bench points. And the Indians are within 3 at 22-19. A prolonged run here in the second half by the Indians. Macy Miller looking inside. Dumps it down low to Spies. She gets doubled immediately. Duck under move, and the shot blocked out of bounds by Sade.
Yeah, nice duck under drop step move by her, but good block by Sade.
2 All-State volleyballers going at it.
And it's good to see him out in basketball, I'll tell you. That's
yes, it is.
I love seeing that.
Wish there were more.
Yes.
Inbound, caught.
In every sport.
Spies, left of the lane, spinning, looking for some help. Ball tipped out of bounds, and will stay with Linmar. Almost a double deflection there off Ellie Anderson, but not quite. A little too long for the Lions to go for one here. Spin move, left free throw line, Johnson cut off. Goes cross court to Miller. Off the clear out. Starts to drive. Yo-yos it back beyond the three-point arc. Knocked away by Maddie Knapp.
Another 5 seconds.
Miller driving in. Spins. Forces it up. No. And the rebound to Mia Lauby. Long up court pass for Rice. On the drive. All the way in. Fouled from behind. Might be Spies. Nope. Ellie Anderson. First on Anderson, team foul number 10 with Marion with only 3. And I think Jamie Brandt is reminding the officials of that.
Yep, I think so. But, Marion's creating those troubles right now for Linmar, and obviously the tide has turned. So, you know, Marion has owned the second quarter, and that's been solely on their defense. And who would have thought? You know, you think it's their offense, but their defense has really led their charge.
Down to 1. 22-21, and Linmar will go for the last shot here of quarter number 2. Miller with the left hand. Remember, Cameron Finley on the bench with 2 fouls, and that's part of the reason Marion's caught up here. 9 seconds to play. Anderson starts to go baseline, cut off. 5 seconds, tries to bounce it inside, and a push foul from behind on Marion. And they're going to get Mia Lauby with her first personal. Only the fourth team foul, so no free throws. They'll get Rice out of the game here with 4.6 to go. Inbound, trying to go backdoor. Ball tipped away, picked up by Lindmar. Back to Johnson. NBA three up, no good at the horn. Halftime here from the U.S. Cellular Center. And our score at the break, it's Lindmar Lions 22 and the Marion Indians 21. We'll come back, talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls High School Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union from KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, buy one 12-ounce bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner and get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Welcome back to downtown Cedar Rapids, U.S. Cellular Center. Scott Unash alongside former Prairie coach Steve Dozier as we're at the break. Big early lead for Lindmar. Cameron Findlay went to the bench, and it's now down to a one-point game at 22-21. And good comeback by Marion. Each team did what they wanted to at different parts of that first half. Lindmar got it low early. Little inside-outside game, hit some threes, got the big lead, and then Marion came back by getting Lindmar into some foul problems.
Yeah, it was a tale of two quarters there, and you're right. Each team probably had about 8 or 9 minutes of doing what they wanted to do total. And, you know, that second half or second quarter, once Marion went to full court man-to-man, that totally disrupted what they were doing. Of course, when Finley's out, you can do different things too, because you can cause more turnovers, cause more headaches when your Finley is out. So that was part of it, and they just never got in a flow. And that brings Marion right back to just down one at half.
Your halftime numbers look like this. Scoring for Lindmar, Cameron Findlay, Carly Spies leading the way with 7 points apiece. Findlay with a couple field goals, including a three-pointer. Allie Johnson with a three-pointer for three. Ellie Anderson with three and two for Lexi Fries. For the Marion Indians, balanced as well, Chloe Rice, 6 out of 6 from the free throw line, and she leads Marion with 6. 4 for Randy Wright off the bench. Sophie Ouellette with a three-pointer and three, and then 2 apiece for Mia Lauby, Maddie Knapp, Bella Sade, and for Kaba Lauby as well. Only 2 free throws in the first half for Kaba. Bench scoring right now has been big. It's 9-3 in favor of Marion at this point. The turnovers, I have Marion with three and Lindmar with five, and that's what the official stats have as well. And I'll let you do the rebounding, but I'll give the field goals here first. Lindmar 8 of 22 in the first half and about 38%. 3 out of 8, 38% from beyond the arc. And Lindmar 3 out of 4 from the free throw line in that first half of play. For the Indians in the first half, they were 5 of 18, 28%. 1 out of 7, only 14% from beyond the arc. But Marion 10 for 10. That's how they're staying with it. 10 for 10 from the free throw line in that first half of play. And I'll let you throw rebounding and anything else you see pertinent.
Sure. Right now it's tied. Both teams have 14 rebounds, 10 defensive for Marion, 4 offensive. Leading rebounder is Isabel Sade with 3. And for Lindmar, they also have 10 defensive and 4 offensive. And leading rebounder is Finley with 4 and Spies with 4. And, you know, right now the shooting percentage is tough on both of them. I mean, they haven't lit it up, but this arena will do that for you. But I also think both teams have played pretty solid man-to-man defense, causing some problems for both teams.
Yeah, I would agree with that. As you usually see lower scoring games at bigger arenas as far as high school basketball is concerned, whether it be here or Wells Fargo or whatever the case may be. It's just a longer floor, and it just seems like it is that way.
It is. It's just a different look. And I know when we've taken some teams to state, we've come in here to practice, because you can't really prepare a team for what it's going to look like just because of the depth behind the basket. And that's the part that I always find it difficult, and some of the easy bunnies aren't so easy when you're have this atmosphere. So you know, it'll be interesting coming out what both teams do, because they disrupted each other's flow that second quarter, and Marion set their flow by playing some pretty good full court man-to-man defense. And but they capitalized with Finley out, and that's something they needed to do. So kudos to them. And right now, you know, we talked about Kaba Lauby and Chloe Rice, and we haven't heard much of them yet. I mean, they've really been haven't had a big impact offensively on this game yet. So, you know that arsenal's there, and you're just waiting for that to happen. And but, you know, the bench scoring right now for Marion is also their depth been very good for them.
You told Corby Lauby you would have no field goals from Chloe Rice and Kaba Lauby, and you'd be down.
You're down one.
One at halftime, he would take it.
He would take it, not happy with it, but he would take it, because those two need to, you know, they need those two to score to win, and those two. But you know, they have depth where you can get things from. You know, Mia Lauby's done some things. You got some from Isabel Sade. You got some from Willett, and that's the thing Marion has, is they play 10 girls and all 10 can score. So, but you're right, it's Kaba Lauby and it's Chloe Rice that are your two that are 15 to 20 a game, and they're way below their average right now. But a lot of that has to do with Lindmar.
Now, if you're Jamie Prinney, you're talking at halftime, what do you do to get back in your flow? This full court pressure has kind of, except one time they got that ball down to Carly Spies, it's kind of messed up Lindmar's tempo.
Well, and you haven't seen Emerson in a whole lot, and you haven't seen the high-low that second quarter. That's something they got away from. Once Marion went full court man-to-man, that really changed their offensive flow on offense. And you know, if I'm Coach Prinney, I would be finding a way to get the ball into Finley right away out of Maid, get the ball out quicker. They're holding the ball too long, and that's but they need to get the ball out quicker, and then they also need to get Lexi involved more.
Freeze.
Yeah, I keep thinking Noonan.
That's Xavier.
Yeah. So, but you know, Lexi Freeze and Spies and Emerson. You know, we saw the high low last night, and it's really the same height that we saw from Kennedy. There's not a lot of height on the Marion team, and they took advantage of that against Kennedy, and they took advantage early on Marion, but that was it, and they just had one bucket down low, I think, the second quarter. So I think Lindmar want to get more low, and right now it's just Marion needs to get in a better flow offensively. Their defensive help, but offensively they still need to get in a better flow.
Crowd continues to file in. The next game coming up will be Maquoketa Valley taking on Interstate 35. Have you ever seen the Roadrunners play, Steve?
I have not seen the Roadrunners
play. I am looking forward to seeing the Roadrunners go at it here against Coach Scott Monk's Maquoketa Valley team. Then it'll be Waverly Shellrock taking on The Boone Toreadors. Have you ever seen the Toreadors play?
I have not seen the Toreadors. As much as I've always wanted to, I have not.
Well, we got a second half to go here. And then the final three games of the night coming your way here on KGYM. Our next game at 5 o'clock or thereabouts will be Iowa City West and Pella. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then 107.5 on its own will have Springville and Turkey Valley. I see Nate Sanderson over there. Sarah Mattis and the group from Springville over to our left. They'll take on Turkey Valley. And the nightcap, it will be Center Point Urbana taking on Grinnell. It'll be Lindmar Ball to start quarter number three. Megan Murphy will inbound right in front of us, and we are underway. Allie Johnson, Murphy, Cameron Finley playing with two fouls in there. They're going to go backdoor immediately to Finley. Fakes, goes up and scores off the nice out of... Nice set to start things off.
That was a good set. They got it in and quick backdoor cut by Finley, and that was a very good play.
Marion answers with the quick three by Caitlin Smith. They left her wide open, and she hit the left wing three.
And we talked about it. It's not the two kids that are going to beat you. It's the kids like, Mia Laubier and...
set the lineups as we start half number two. Laubie and Laubie, Rice, Willette, and Smith for Marion. For Lindmar, Finley, Freeze, Johnson, Murphy, and Spies. Murphy, or check that, Freeze and Finley, both with two fouls. They work the triangle right. Kick out to Finley. Three-pointer good from the right wing.
Yeah, good start for Lindmar. Good start for Finley as well. And, we talked about it, too. Caitlin Smith is going to have to start picking up the scoring because it's the other two that they're really putting the clamps on.
Lindmar has got to keep Finley in this basketball game. Lauby tried to step back, gets it over. On the drive all the way in, Wright, she was fouled. As Randy Wright will go to the line.
That's twice now she got the jump on Spies to force a foul and get to the rim.
Randy Wright to the line, 4 points in that first half, and Carly Spies picks up her second foul. Free throw up and good, and Marion a perfect 11 of 11 in this ball game. Trying to pull the Indians within one. It's up and good. Curls in. No pressure yet to start the second half by the Indians.
No, my guess is he'll change it up a little bit out of timeouts or out of a dead ball situation.
Allie Johnson walks it up with a right-hand dribble. Picked up by Cable Lauby and the Marion man-to-man. Freeze in the high post. Spinning. Packet comes to Johnson. Right of the circle, studies it, puts it up, in and out, no good. Spies wide open, layup, no good on the putback. Missed the bunny, and Caitlin Smith can give Marion the lead as she brings it up.
That was a break for Marion.
Carly Spies does not miss that too many times.
Nope.
Clear out for Mia Lauby. Nice crossover on the drive all the way in. Contact, out of bounds, lost it. It'll go to Lindmar. And... dad slash coach wanted a foul, didn't get it.
He was thinking it went off the other girl's chest, which obviously our angle wasn't as good as the officials over there, but that was a good take either way by Lauby.
27-26. Lindmar in front. They've led the whole way. Spies now in the high post, and a reach foul on Randy Wright trying to go for the steal. Second on Randy Wright. Team foul number one on the Indians. And Murphy to inbound right in front of the Lindmar bench. And we'll toss it into the backcourt, and the Lions will set it up here. Long bounce pass right side. Finley, standing left-hand dribble, uses the high screen, drives in all the way, layup good, counting the foul.
Well, and she got a nice screen, too, and she baited the screen, thinking she'd come off that screen. Took her the other way, and it was a nice patience, and good job by Finley.
Well, we talked as Wright picks up her third, and she's going to take a seat. Bella Sade will come in, but we talked in the pregame. How is Marion going to guard Finley? And it looks like Prinny Brandt said at halftime, Cameron, take over.
Yeah, they need it. And, you saw it when she was out. Marion took over when Finley was out, and now that Finley's back in, Lindmar's now taking over. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see some full court pressure again.
30-26, Lindmar back up by four. Mia Lauby over to Smith. Far left side, starts a drive in, cut off by Murphy, up top to Rice now, guarded by Finley. Cable Lauby puts it on the floor, kicks it out to Smith, up top to Mia Lauby, takes a three, spins in the lane, doubled, and Finley comes up with a steal. Great double by Cameron Finley. Finley one-on-one. Sizes up Rice all the way through. Kick out to Murphy for three. Aired it. And we're going to get a Marion timeout. And see if this will be a 30. It will be. So Marion will talk it over here with 5:15 to play here in quarter number three.
Yeah, coach is not happy with the steal. I think felt that Lynn Martin, so thought there was a reach in there, but
that looked like a pretty good steal.
it did look like a good steal for sure, and it's frustrating. But you know, right now it's Marion may come out a little full court now, but again, he may use it when he feels like he needs to use it and get him back in a tempo here again. But right now it's been the tempo of Finley. That's been the tempo here for Linmar so far.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here this afternoon on KGYM from the U.S. Cellular Center. Marion will bring it up after the timeout. Rice and Lauby still looking for their first buckets of the afternoon. Kaba starts to drive all the way in, and before the shot, reach foul. I think it's going to be the help defense on Freeze, and that is her third personal.
Yeah, and they can't afford to lose her either because she just does so many things well. Not the big things, all the little things, and that's as a coach you appreciate.
All tipped out of bounds. Indians will try it again. Sophie Ouellette now into the game for Marion. Ouellette, Rice, inbound to Rice, long three short. Deep kicker, tapped around and picked up by Allie Johnson, and Linmar will have possession as they will walk it up. Rivalry Saturday here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Freeze to Finley. Sets a vicious screen, and they're going to get the foul on Freeze. And that's going to be the fourth on Lexi Freeze.
Well, I don't know. That was quite a screen.
I think it was influenced by the fact a couple of players hit the deck.
Yeah, I think because she got up smiling from Marion, so I think that was a little... little acting maybe in there as well.
Lions back on defense. Chloe Rice, crossover dribble, trying to drive in on Finley. Cut off, gets it to Caitlin Smith, circles right. Back out top to Ouellette, down the lane, left-hand runner, no. Rebound tapped around, still tapped around, loose. Picked up by Ellie Anderson, and she lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, that Chloe got away with a reach and ended up being a turnover. To Marion's advantage.
Letting them play a little bit, though.
Yep, I like that.
4:20 to play here in the third. Rice off the clear out, now uses a high ball screen. Tried the pick and roll, couldn't do it. And there is a foul, a push on Finley. And that is three now on Cameron Finley. So Freeze on the bench with four, and Cameron Finley with three.
Yeah, and that was kind of, in my opinion, not a smart foul. She was extended about 28 feet from the basket. You don't need to overplay that much.
They're going to go right at her, too. Rice turns, puts up the jumper. No good short. Ellie Anderson with the rebound. Anderson, Murphy. Finley's going to stay in with three. Spies in there and Johnson. Now Linmar is going to get ready to go to the bench here. Cross court bounce. Over it comes to Megan Murphy. Drop off inside to Finley. Scoop layup. Rimming good. Counting the foul. That quick move to her left for the lefty.
Yeah, and a strong move. Not only quick, but strong. But, boy, they can't afford to have Finley out either. So this is where you get paid some coaching dollars here, Scott, is what do you do with her third foul with 3 minutes and 53 seconds left? Do you take her out or see if you can get to the 2-minute mark and then take her out? And so that'll be interesting what Coach Purdy decides to do.
Cable Albee comes out. Mia will come in. And Macy Miller into the Linmar lineup.
And if I'm Marion, I spread it out and take it right at Finley.
Finley got the three-point play to go. 11 in the quarter, 18 in the game for Cameron Finley. She has been the difference so far. Marion with the ball down 33-26.
Well, now they switch Finley, too, to put her on Knapp, which is a good move. Get her off Chloe Rice, though, because Chloe's smart enough to try to draw a foul on that.
9-2 run right now by Linmar. High low lob inside. Willett lost it out of bounds off the knee of a Lion, though. And it will stay Marion basketball. As it'll be Willett to inbound right of the glass looking in. over the halfway mark, quarter number three. Maddie Knapp in there along with Chloe Rice. Out front, going to be Macy Miller on Rice now, so a height advantage there for Rice. Going baseline, all the way in, Lauby, and was fouled. Is that Spies?
That's Spies, I believe.
And that will be her third. So three for Spies, Finley with three, and Freeze on the bench with four. And Megan Renner is going to come in a hurry for Lindmar.
I like what Mia did, too. She kind of baited her and had good patience, and then she has such a nice crossover dribble and took it right at her.
Lauby gets the first one. Second one, in and out. First miss of the afternoon by Marion from the charity stripe.
Boy, that's amazing, especially in this facility.
33-27. Finley got bumped, no call. Ball loose on the floor, and we're going to have a tied ball, I think. And the arrow will give it to Marion, looks like. That's the arrow is pointing toward Marion, and they will get it. That was a definite bump.
That was definite bump.
And then Finley dove in there.
Which is scary to do, too, with three fouls. You really don't want to do that, taking it right at her.
And there's the fourth on Finley. And give a lot of credit to Maddie Knapp.
She did what she needed to do, is take it right at her, and that's a smart play by Knapp. And drew the foul, and whether it was or not, they called her for pushing. But you got to be very careful, especially with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
33-27, we'll mark that down. That is when Cameron Finley goes out with her fourth foul. And when she went out with two in the first half, Marion made their comeback. Ouellette gets it into Kay Balaubi. Going to be Allie Johnson on her to the corner. Knapp, turnaround three, no, and then the rebound out of there to Megan Renner. As Lindmar with the six-point lead in the basketball. Coming up on 2.5 to play. Miller, left of the lane. Picks it up, spins, looking for some help. Bounce up top to Ellie Anderson. Holds it high overhead, goes crossover on the drive, and foul on Kay Balaubi.
Yeah, hands came out once you kind of got a step on Kaber. Both hands came out, and they're really emphasizing that this year.
A little Bronx cheer from the Alliant faithful behind us. Lindmar with Carly Prinny back in the game, the freshman. More of an outside team right now for Lindmar into three. A step back way off, no good, but Prinny chases down the rebound and then lost it off her leg out of bounds. Turnover number 8 against the Lions. 33-27 the lead for Lindmar. They've led the whole afternoon.
Well, Mary needs to make hay right now. You got Spies out and Finley out.
Lauby drives, leaves it for Chloe Rice behind the back with the dribble. Leaves it up front, Cable Lauby. Turns on Johnson, puts up the jumper short. Forced it up there. And here comes Prinny the other way for Lindmar. A lot of good bloodlines out here.
Yes, there is.
Basketball floor. Miller on the drive, all the way in. High off the glass. She forced it up, no. And the rebound on the weak side to Ouellette. Cable Lauby lost it off her leg out of bounds, trying to go crossover. Fifth Marion turnover. I think you're starting to see Kaba kind of pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, and, you know, you come off playing Vinton last night, you know, and it's a lot different coming here and playing Lindmar right now, the pressure defense and the physicality.
90 seconds to play here in quarter number three. Miller to Johnson. Johnson going to play that off-guard two position right now. Kaba Lauby on her. Standing right-hand dribble. Bounce in the corner to Anderson. Turns, lobs it inside. Renner had it tipped away in a double team.
Yeah, good backside help by Caitlin Smith.
Smith coast to coast, all the way up. Layup, no. Actually, dropped it off to Lauby at the end, and she'll go to the line. Macy Miller picks up her third foul.
I wonder if we'll have more points from last year at this time. But this is a lot better battle in terms of good defensive battle for both teams.
Free throw no good by Lauby. Last year's game, 39-30, Lindmar with the win. Lauby, one out of two. Two out of four from the line, and she's got four for the game. Here comes the pressure.
Yep, that's a good call by Coach Lauby right now. You got Finley and Spiess out, and see if they can make something happen defensively.
1 minute to play here in the third quarter. Lions with the ball up by five. Macy, nice move, coming to her left. She'll yo-yo it back out beyond the golden arc. Gets to the right side. Anderson, a turnaround three, way short. And kind of took that from the college stripe. They got 3 3-point stripes here, and it's a little confusing, and Willette traveled with it.
Yeah, that's a good ball movement by Marion, and Coach wanted to see Mia take the shot. She had a nice open look there from 19, and wants her to shoot it. She should have shot it.
What did you tell your teams when you came here? Because there are 3 3-point lines. You got the pro line, you got the college line, you got the high school line, and the line that's the black line, the same as the lane, is the college line, and the girls get a little confused.
It is, because they look down and see where their feet are, and that is tough.
Johnson drove in, left it short, out of bounds to Marion. 33-28 with 26 seconds to play here in quarter number three.
And we'll see more of that too, Scott, where they think they're at the three at the black line, and they're going to be extended out, because I just think that is deceiving.
See if Marion goes for the last shot. Bryce, little stutter dribble, little shake and bake, hand back now. Bounce up top, Mia Lauby, puts it on the floor, spins in the lane, gets doubled, kick out to Rice for three, in and out, no, and the rebound to Renner. 7 seconds for Lindmar to do something with it. Here comes Murphy. She'll toss it from half court. Got it up ahead to Renner. Off balance shot, no, and that's it for the third quarter. We're through three. It's Lindmar on top of Marion, 33-28. We'll come back with the fourth quarter from the U.S. Cellular Center on Rivalry Saturday after this 1 minute timeout on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Fourth quarter about to commence from the Cell Center, as it'll be Lindmar basketball to start things off. Allie Johnson, Macy Miller, Megan Murphy, Carly Spies back in there with the three fouls, and also Carly Prinney. Cameron Finley on the bench still with four. Lexi Fries on the bench with four, and the pass too tall and out of bounds from Murphy to Spies. And Lindmar with their 10th turnover in the ball game.
I like that Spies is back on the floor. She has three fouls, but you need to have her in defensive presence and just athleticism and around the basket.
Smith had it knocked away by Prinney on the shot attempt. Kick out to Willette. Cross court, Smith. Willette in there. Kava Lauby in there. Mia Lauby in there along with Rice, and a travel on Marion.
Little quick feet there. But now you're going to see full court pressure by Marion and see if they can create an offense again on the defensive side of the ball.
33-28 is where you start quarter number four. Cameron Finley picked up that fourth foul with the Indians up or down by six. Miller to Prinney, near side hash. Goes behind the back. Nice move all the way in, and the layup, no, but she was fouled going in.
Yeah, good spin move. Very good spin move and drew the foul, and another Printy.
Yeah, big brothers at Western Michigan, of course. That is the, cousin of Jamie. There's a foul on the handbag on Marion. And it's going to go against Mia Lauby, her second foul. Team sixth. So Lindmar will be shooting 1-1 on the next foul. They get it inside. Spies off the inbound, posting up, and was fouled.
Yeah, and that's smart play by Lindmar. That's something they got to do. They spread it out, isolated Spies right there, and then, you know, down the lane, and that's something Lindmar needs to do more of.
Fourth on right, so she's the first Indian in foul trouble. Yes. Isabella Sade will come in as free throw good for Carly Spies. And she has seven, and all those came early in the game, Steve.
Yeah, very early. And, you know, the key here now for Coach Prinney is when do you come back with Finley? You know, depending what the game dictates, you may be able to keep her on the bench for three till the three-minute mark or four-minute mark. But if there's more of an urgency, then you got to bring her out sooner.
Rice down the left side of the lane. Scoop layup, no. Weak side rebound. Bella Sade puts it up, left it short. Tipped around, loose in the paint. Still loose, and Spies away with it. Outlet pass. Macy Miller centers the basketball and lost her footing. Kept the dribble alive. Miller tried the drop-off pass. Tipped by Sade, intercepted by Smith.
Boy, a lot of action here in the last 20 seconds. A lot of hands.
Rice drives in.
Nice
good.
Pass.
Nola pass to Sade for the two.
Oh, great pass. Backdoor pass by drop pass by Chloe Rice. Beautiful.
35-30, 6:22 to play in the ball game. Miller angling right across the timeline. Here's Prinney up top, circles right with it outside the arc, leaves it for Miller, turns on Rice. High lob pass, catch right of the lane on the block, left hand hook, good by Spies.
Boy, when have we seen that left hand hook? Boy, that's amazing. That's such a good shot for her, and that's tough to defend.
Can go left, can go right. Rice all the way down the lane. Leaner good, and Chloe Rice finally with her first bucket. Six free throws to go along with the two. She's got eight. It's 37-32 Lindmar. Rice came in averaging 18 a game. Kaba Lauby 15.5, and she has not had a field goal yet. Johnson stop and go dribble. Takes a free throw line. Bounce outside. Murphy for three. Can't get the roll. And a foul underneath.
Fourth foul.
Fourth on Spies. And team foul number eight. And Renner will come in immediately along with Ellie Anderson.
Boy, right now you got to wonder with 5 minutes left or 5 minutes, 20 seconds left, when does Finley come in at this point?
I think as long as you have a lead.
I agree. I think if you're a five-point lead at this point and you don't feel the pressure yet, I think you try to draw another minute if you can.
I would agree with that. One and one coming up for Isabella Sade. Has 4 points on the afternoon and missed the free throw. Was 2 out of 2. Rebound Lindmar. They'll walk it up and give it to Allie Johnson. Long pass to the corner. Prinney puts it on the floor between the legs with it. Nice crossover against Smith. Drives in and traveled with it. Turnover number 12. Even dozen now on Lindmar.
I don't know if that was a turnover or not. That was close. And right now you got Lexi Freeze out too. So, I mean, this is time for Marion to go here.
Three Lions starters with 4 fouls apiece right now for Lindmar. 5 minutes to play the ball game. Putting it on the floor. Maddie Knapp. Throw line. Leads the lobby. Comes left. Drives on Johnson into the lane and was fouled double. And that's going to go against Renner. Only her first. Team foul number 9. So it's 2 free throws from here on in the rest of the way for Marion. And the free throw up and good for Kaba Lauby. All 3 of her points from the free throw line. 37-33. One more upcoming. It's up and good. Full court pressure put on. Little man pressure by Marion. Anderson waits for Johnson to clear. Now gets it to Alley. They'll clear it out for her. Goes one-on-one. Driving a kick to the corner. Murphy goes up with a leaner. No, left of the lane. Rebound loose. Still loose. Renner goes for it. Was tied up. And the arrow will keep it with Lindmar.
Well, I think if you're Lindmar right now, you got to consider bringing Finley back or Spies or Noonan or Freeze at this point.
Now, wait a minute. They're going to say it's Marion ball. And it will be Marion Ball. They must not have changed it between quarters.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So it'll be Marion basketball. 37-34. Marion could tie this up. Rice going one-on-one. Scoop won't go. And we've got a tied ball on the rebound. I know where this one's going.
Yeah, won't be Marion ball again.
This one will go to Lindmar.
I wish they'd do it just to see the crowd reaction.
I don't.
Yeah, that's
I know,
true.
I know that crowd reaction. So you're not as close to the people at the well and here as we are.
Yeah.
37-34, Lions by three. Megan Murphy between the leg dribble, working on Knapp. Circles left. Cross court now to Prinny. Comes off the ball screen. Leaves it for Ellie Anderson as they work the weave, and a reach foul going to be called on Rice. Only the first on Chloe Rice. And one in the bonus coming up for Lindmar. And it's going to be Ellie Anderson on the line. Only 5 out of 8 on the year. Hit a 3 in the first half, her total for the game, and splashes down that first free throw. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out at firstfedcu.com. Got them both.
Yeah, those are two big points right now, too, Scott. Those are two big free throws for Lindmar. That just bought them another 30 seconds.
Without Cameron Finley.
39-34.
Willette puts it on the floor. Starts a drive. Kick out the Knapp. NBA three up and good for Maddie Knapp.
Yeah, right now if you're Lindmar, you got to go. You got to get some of those players back in.
Yep, and Lindmar is going to take a full timeout. We'll take a 39-37 in favor of Lindmar. Back after this 30-second timeout, you're listening to Girls High School Basketball from Rivalry Saturday on KGYM Sports.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's going to happen. New car, new house, new baby, maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skokman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you here at the U.S. Cellular Center. Don't forget, coming up later on, it'll be three more games, 107.5, 106.3 FM at 5 o'clock or thereabouts, as it will be Iowa City West, number 3 in 5A, taking on number 1 in 4A, Pella and the Little Dutch. After that, 107.5 FM, Springville taking on Turkey Valley in the 1A state final rematch. And then to close out the night, Center Point Urbana against Grinnell. Grinnell, number 4. Number 4 and 4A, CPU number 5 and 3A.
That'll be a fun game, too. And right now for Lindmar, they brought in Spies back now, and Lexi Fries and Cameron Finley all back in. So they got their horses in now, and we'll see with 3.5 minutes left.
The 3:40 mark is when Jamie Brandt decided to bring him in. All with 4 fouls, and Lindmar's going to go a little spread here. Finley going one-on-one. Drives right baseline. Cut off. Good help defense there by Smith.
Oh, mismatch right there.
Inside. Spies posting up. Kicked it back outside. Now to Freeze. Right back it comes to Carly. Little hook in the lane. Can't get the roll. And the rebound to Isabella Sade. Marion can tie or take the lead. Rice stutter dribble to the corner. An at three-pointer. Way short. Sade chases down the offensive board, though. Back outside. Under three to play here in the game. Miss Battle of Marion. Rice, stop and go dribble to Smith. Turns, fires the three, way short, and Spies with the rebound. They went one-on-one with Finley last time off the clear out. Let's see if they do it again.
Yeah, they're going to come up with some kind of backdoor special. There it is. Yep.
This time it was cut off by Smith. Starting five in there for Jamie Prinny Brandt. And the Lindmar Lions. Finley directing traffic. Smith playing off of her. Standing right hand. Picks it up, looking for some help. And Lindmar is going to get a 30 to save the possession. Leaves Lindmar with two timeouts. Marion with all three with 2:22 to go here. So last time down, Lindmar, they put Finley on one side. If she's got the clear out, I think they got the green light to take it. There's our yearly bird.
Yeah, we about got hit with the bird here.
And then on the other side, they've got a two-person game with one of the guards and Spees down low.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, you know, Marion's a three-point shooting team, so the rebounds come out farther, too, for them. So that's a little advantage for them because every possession's going to count right now. And, if I'm Lindmar, you know, you're going to clear out and let Finley try to operate, and they're also going to isolate Spees down low, too. So it'll be interesting what they do. You know, it's a two-point game, and 2.5 minutes, so plenty of time left.
Inbound, and Lindmar, see if they run off that timeout. Finley, high pass.
High low.
There's the ball tipped away from behind. Spees had it knocked away and stolen. Again, Marion can take the lead. Lauby eyes it for three. No good. And Spees the rebound and fouled by Smith, I believe. Final 1-1 coming up. Nope, not Smith. Isabella Sade gets her first. So, final 1-1. Spees on the year. Good free throw shooter at 71%. She's 3 out of 4 this afternoon. Puts it up. Got it. Well, she's played down here at the state volleyball tournament.
Well, and she could play basketball in college, too, Scott, anywhere she wanted to. She's quite an athlete.
Second free throw, no good. And we got a violation on Marion.
Violation on Marion. Stepped in too soon. Caitlin Smith, I believe.
So a reprieve. Trying to make it a two-possession game right here.
Yeah, that was a big little, you know, big mistake there because now it makes it a two-possession game with 2 minutes left. But, again, with Marion in their threes, a 4-point lead is nothing.
41-37, under two to go. They clear out the right side. Lauby takes it to the paint. Cut off and traveled with it. Took a little hop step. Turnover number 8 and an inopportune one there for the Indians.
Yeah, she wanted to make something happen and kick out, but they guarded the perimeter very well.
You're Lindmar, you want the ball in Finley's hands.
It's a calming effect when it's in her hands, and you just kind of feel like you're going to be okay.
Lions by 4. Lexi Freeze turns on Rice in the high post, looking for some help. Finally gets it out of there to Murphy.
Well, Marion's going to have to start thinking about who they may want to foul here in the next 30 seconds of try to get him to the free throw line and capitalize on a miss.
41-37. There's the high lob pass. Freeze collects, puts it up and scores. She didn't know she was that wide open.
No, and the word you just used is collects, and that's what she does. She did a nice job of collecting herself and squaring up.
43-37. Smith, yo-yo dribble left of the circle. Lauby, touch pass over to Kaba, who's back in there. Drives baseline in all the way. Leaner no good, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Lindmar ball. Just a tough afternoon for Kaba Lauby and Chloe Rice.
Yeah, they haven't been able to get anything going for them field goal-wise. And, right now they're going to have to figure out who they're going to foul.
57 seconds remaining. Lindmar up by 6. They've led the whole way. Inbound to Finley. And she was fouled by Lauby. 65% foul shooter is Finley.
Yeah, that's not a bad one to foul right now. And they, with the scouting report, I'm sure Coach Lauby has told them what numbers they need to get.
Double bonus, though. Both teams in the double bonus now. Finley, the left-hander, puts it up right through. In despite foul trouble, 19 for Cameron Finley. And she's been the best player in the court.
For sure. And the more I watch her play, the more, I'm just impressed with her overall game. UNI is getting a good player, very good player. They're getting a heady player, strong player, smart player, good player, the whole package.
6 in a row by Lindmar. Rice, stop and go, dribble, drives, and just drew the fifth on Finley. But only 47 seconds remaining. Or was it on the help? No, it was on the help on Miller. Everybody can exhale, but that's her fourth. And a couple free throws coming up for Rice. 8 for Chloe Rice, most from the free throw line. 7 out of 7. She'll have one more. 7-point game, Linmar 45, Marion 38. And both free throws good. Substitutions coming in. Mia Lauby for Marion, and it'll be Megan Murphy in for Linmar. Full court pressure.
Yeah, full denial right now. Going to trap the first pass.
Looking. Finally, they get it into Freeze. Back it comes to Allie Johnson. Good free throw shooter. And a foul call. Kayla Lauby picks up foul number 3. And Allie Johnson to the free throw line with 41.4 to go. It'll be a two-shot situation. And the first one up and good. Fourth point for Johnson. She'll have one more. Right now a 7-point lead and stays that way. Curled it in and out. Rebound up to Rice. Rice bringing it up ahead in a hurry. Spins. Gets it back outside. 3 up. Way short. No good. Out of bounds. Nope. Linmar will save it. And Freeze got poked in the eye accidentally while she got fouled. And Ouellette will get the foul. That is her third. And two shots coming up for Lexi Freeze as Linmar tries to put it away on the line, but they missed that one. One more for the senior. Two-year starter for Linmar. Benz puts it up and got it. 27 seconds to play. Rice brings it up on the drive all the way in and got the layup to go. Timeout Marion. 12 for Rice. And it's 47-41. Still a glimmer of hope, but only 22 seconds left.
Yeah, two possession game right now. So anything can happen. You want to get a quick steal. If you don't get a quick steal, you need to get a quick foul here. And you need to know who to foul at this point. But Limmer's done a nice job, too, making the free throws down the stretch. So, if you're Marion, it's just a couple shoulda, woulda, couldas. And the other thing is, Linmar held out as long as they could without Spies, without Finley, and Lexi Freeze. So that was a good job. They got what they could out of the other group to hold off as long as they can. And once you put them in, with Finley, get the ball in their hand, it's just a calming effect for Linmar that things are going to be okay. So right now, if you're Marion, full court pressure, full steal. And if not, a quick foul.
I think this game's putting us behind schedule a little bit.
these games do that when you have them going all day long. But, again, kudos to Scott Monk for putting this on. And it's great for girls basketball. I always thought this is girls, highlighting girls basketball. We need to do more of it and need to get the participation numbers out. And that's why I like seeing all the volleyball players out right now for Linmar. This should help that.
Inbound, they find Freeze is wide open. Back it comes to Allie Johnson. Up ahead, Murphy fouled. Kayla Lauby will pick up her fourth. And 7 seconds went off the clock.
That was too much time, went off the clock without a foul.
Megan Murphy to the line, looking for her first point of the afternoon and her first free throw of the year. She's a 3-point specialist. Puts it up, missed it. One more coming.
Yeah, this is a big one here. It puts a 3-possession game.
Yeah, make it 6-7. Up and good. 1 out of 2 for Murphy. Quickly, Rice. 10 seconds to play. Rice thought about the pull-up 3. Back to Ouellette. They'll just let her go, and the layup is good. Timeout for the Indians. That'll leave them with 1. 6.3 to go, and Marion down 5. I think the telling difference in this one, probably degree of difficulty competition-wise.
I would agree 100%. And, you know, things that are wide open shots, you know, Marion's been seeing all year, they're not wide open shots against Linmar. They're not wide open shots when they played Prairie, and that's what Coach Lobby's been looking for, is more games like this, because that can only help prepare your team. So, yeah, things didn't come easy for Marion, and that's a big credit to Linmar's physicality, their athleticism, and their size, and we saw it last night, too. And, you know, the more I watch Linmar, the more I'm impressed as well. But, you know, after this game, though, Scott, you look at Marion's schedule, they got a chance to run the table. They got a chance to run it without losing the game going into postseason.
Well, at least the game with Center Point Urbana.
That's right. And that, you know, looking at their schedule, that's going to be the biggest challenge. But, again, they could go undefeated the rest of the way here.
Looking, and we got a push underneath. And I think Chloe Rice will get it.
And that's a good foul, too, because no time comes off the clock, and they foul her and get a miss here. You still got a chance.
But you sent Cameron Findlay to the line. 6 out of 6 on the afternoon. Bends the knees, puts it up, right through. Just smooth. Yes, improved her game even from last year.
Yes, I would agree. And the more she just lets the game come to her, the more impressive she is. She didn't have to force anything.
22 for Cameron Findlay. 6 seconds. Rice will bring it up. She'll pull up. Deep three up. No good. Goes out of bounds. And 0.2 seconds remain. And Linmar will get the victory in this one for the third straight year here at the South Center. Lions get it in. That's it. And Linmar with a victory. Lions 50, Marion Indians 43. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back, add the postgame for you after this. You're listening, Girls High School Basketball from Rivalry Saturday on KGYM.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks, only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.51%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King.
Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center here in downtown Cedar Rapids after the Linmar Lions get the victory in this one over the Marion Indians by a score of 50-43. Scott Unash, Steve Dozier with you. Marion, or I should say Linmar, led coast to coast, wire to wire in this one. Jumped out to an 8-0 lead, and Marion tried to knock on that door. They just could not kick it down.
No, they couldn't. They got within two, and that, you know, they took advantage when Spies and, you know, especially Cameron Findlay was out, but they just could not get over the hump. And you know, when you look at it, too, if you were going to say that Chloe Rice only had 2 field goals, and then you have Kaba with no field goals, I mean, who would have thought that? And they took out the 2 players they needed to. And, you know, again, credit to Linmar for an outstanding game on both ends of the floor.
Well, the Lions go to 9-2 on the year. Marion, their first loss. The Indians drop to 11-1. And this will help both teams, I know. Linmar's got a daunting week coming up next week. As you mentioned, they get right into the grind.
Yeah, they have. They're 5 out of 6 are against highly ranked teams. So, you know, it's a good start to them. Beat Kennedy, beat Marion, and it's their first ranked team of the next 5 out of 6 they have coming up. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenge right now for Linmar, but the way they're playing right now, Scott, you know, they're up for it. But they, you know, the biggest thing, they got Iowa City West next. I mean, I would love to, you know, be there for that game, and I think that'll be a tale of kind of what the rest of the way is going to look like for them as well.
Imagine B.J. Mayer might have been hibernating somewhere in here early, getting a look at, of course, they'll be playing coming up at 5 o'clock here today, but good performance tonight. Linmar got off to a great start. That first quarter, when they scored 17 points, held Marion to 8, was just about an A-plus effort.
It was an A-plus effort. And, you know, yesterday, too, we saw that their defensive fundamentals are just so good. And they're in position and constantly moving, jumping to the pass, and taking away passing lanes. And, you know, their defense is going to, even though they have the offense, Scott, but I think their defense is what carries them.
All right, let's take a look at the final scoring for the victorious Linmar Lions, number 12 and 5A. I think they'll probably move up a little bit. We shall see. They go to 9-2 on the season. 2 in double figures this afternoon for the Lions, led by Cameron Finley with 22 points, 15 of those coming in the second half. The future UNI Panther was outstanding, 8 of 8 from the free throw line, a couple of threes thrown in there despite foul trouble, and ended up with 22 points. Carly Spees, 13 points in the ball game. So back-to-back double-figure scoring for her. 5 points apiece for Lexi Fries and for Ellie Anderson. 4 points for Allie Johnson and Megan Murphy with a free throw for 1. For Marion, they were led by Chloe Rice with a total of 12 points, but only a couple field goals in the game. Came in averaging under 18, just under 18, ended up with a total of 12 points in the game. Randy Wright with 6 points off the bench for Marion. And 5 apiece for Maddie Knapp, including a 3. Sophie Ouellette had 5 points. 4 points for Mia Lauby. Isabella Sade had 4. Kava Lauby, averaging 15.5 a game, held tonight, or this afternoon, to 4. Caitlin Smith with an early, with a 3-pointer and 3, I should say, to round out the scoring for the Indians. Turnovers, 8 officially on the Indians and 13 on the Linmar Lions. Linmar was terrific for the free throw line. We'll get to that in a moment. Marion's bench kept them in it, 15-5. They outscored the bench of Linmar in this one. Final shooting numbers for the ball game, if I can find them here. Where am I looking at, Steve?
Just at the bottom there. Looks like...
Go ahead if you have it. You see it before I do.
Are you looking for Marion or for Linmar?
For both.
Okay, at the bottom here, field goal percentage. Marion shot 28% from the field, if I'm reading this right, and Linmar shooting 36% from the field.
All right, there it is. Yes, you got it. 11-40 for Marion, 28%. Linmar 14-39 for 36%. Lions are 4-14, 29% from beyond the arc. And Marion was only 3-18, 17%. You're the Indians. You're not going to win many games hitting that percentage.
No, and they weren't open looks. They didn't have a lot of those. And when they did have open looks, they didn't capitalize on it today. And that's something that you don't – it's not a – something that's not very it's uncharacteristic for them to miss that many. And tonight was one of those nights.
18 of 21 for Marion from the free throw line, 86%. While Linmar was 82%, 18 out of 22 from the free throw line. And if you haven't given a rebounding yet, I'll let you go ahead and do that.
Well, rebounding for Marion, they ended up with 25, 19 defensive, 6 offensive, and leading rebounder was Isabel Sade with 6. And for Linmar, they ended up with 31 rebounds, 25 defensive, and also 6 offensive, and leading rebounder for them, no surprise, with Carly Spees with 8.
All adds up to a Lindmar victory, 50-43 in this one over the Marion Indians. And with everything going on here today, not positive we're going to be able to get Jamie over here to get a talk, but because she might be in the way.
this is the best seats in the house, literally, and I think I could deflect a couple of balls out of here already. We're that close. So
you're itching to get one off here,
aren't
you?
I am.
Yeah, but anyway, I would imagine that just looking at her expression after the game, that Jamie was pretty darn happy to come away with the win in this one.
Yeah, I think she knew this was a good win for them, especially when you play last night and play a good game and come here and play, and you have such a quick turnaround with the morning, and that makes it tough. And, you know, right now for Marion, you know, they have South Tama and Clear Creek and Independence coming up. So, you know, they'll get their confidence back and their swagger back. But, you know, I think if Coach Lobby had his way, he'd probably like to play Lindmar again here soon, just to get a tough game in before they get into districts.
So the Lions win it, and they go to 9-2 on the year, while Marion falls to 11-1 on the season. As Lindmar will get ready, I believe they've got Iowa City West, as you said, coming up on Tuesday night.
Iowa City West, Pleasant Valley, and then not too far after that, Joaquin, Cedar Falls.
Yeah, we'll see him again for the Joaquin doubleheader, the girl-boy doubleheader coming up.
That'll be a good one. That should be a really good one.
As game number 3 of Rivalry Saturday in the books here, Rivalry Saturday number 13. And I love these matchups coming up next. You get the different parts of the state going at it. You don't see it very often. You're going to have Maquoketa Valley from the northeastern part of the state against South Central Interstate 35 of Truro, the Roadrunners.
The Roadrunners, yes.
Coming up. And then that'll be followed by Boone taking on Waverly Shell Rock. And then we'll be back with you at about 5 o'clock. Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson. We'll have the call as it'll be number 1 in 4A Pella taking on Iowa City West, number 3 in 5A. And then I'll be back along with Denny Gettle at about 6:45 for the 1A state championship rematch between number 1 and number 2, Springville and Turkey Valley. That'll be on 107.5 FM. And then following that, it'll be Center Point, Urbana, and Grinnell on 107.5 FM. You have a safe trip to Ames, and cheer on the Cyclones.
Yeah, that'll be a fun one, and Hilton's always a fun place to watch a game.
You're going to get caught up in Hilton Magic.
In Hilton Magic, that's right. Yeah, that's a great venue.
Big thanks to Jeff Downing for helping us out. He's going to make his way downtown here with Eric Peterson for the call of the West High game coming up at about 5 o'clock here this afternoon. Big thanks to all our great sponsors. Thanks to Scott Monk here for all his help. And, of course, thanks to all our great listeners out there for tuning into the broadcast here this afternoon. For Steve Dozier, I'm Scott Unash. Thanks so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score here at Rivalry Saturday was number 12 in Class 5A, the Lindmar Lions, over number 2 in 4A, the Marion Indians, 50-43. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. It's so long from the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Today in Seattle, the Seahawks host the Lions.